Memory can sometimes cushion the blow of present-day reality. Sometimes memory can exacerbate that pain. In her beautiful poem of reminiscence called The Grape Arbor, Maryland poet Dottie Holcomb Doherty does both. The Grape Arbor. The lichen-laced arbor stands silent as I untwist its vine, a weather-beaten muscle of wood, barren these last 2 years after flourishing for 60. When daring each other, my sister and I bit into the tart nubs of early grapes. Then, as clusters ripened, we popped their purpleness into our mouths, chewed the thick, sweet skins, cringed at the sour centers, spat the bumpy seeds. When summer waned and nights cooled, we picked until bushel baskets overflowed. Separated from stems, crushed, heated, poured into the large stained cheesecloth bag to hang overnight above the stainless steel kettle, the Concord grapes dripped their midnight purple juice. Next morning, adding sugar and pectin, Mom boiled the nectar, skimmed the lavender-colored foam, poured the fragrant liquid into hot half-pint jars, layered each with melted paraffin to seal them tight. The vine crumbles in my hands. Only a few wax-top jars of jelly remain in the cool dark of Mom's cellar. We break the seal. Eat it carefully now. Its sweetness almost too much to bear.